Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Mr. President. In Cuba, the importance of women is a fact. It's not a program, it's not a perspective, a gender perspective. It's actually a state policy with real data. It's not just a speech and advice. Women in Cuba are emancipated not because men were generous, but because their rights have been enshrined and made real since the very beginning of our fight for independence in Cuba, starting from 1968, which was a very long time ago. The women have been present all along. Cities and households have been protected so that and children have been educated and trained in order to teach them the importance of liberty. And this fight has been going on for more than 100 years. Often women have had to take risks that men were not able to face. In the face of the triumph of the revolution in 1959, there were more men than women. And there was various discrimination that took place over the years. This relationship was reversed. In fact, now there's more women than men, and they play a decisive role in economic, political, and social life in the country. Women have a life expectancy that exceeds men's by 3 years, and they have reached that life expectancy. Their life expectancy is longer than a number of developed countries in the world. In my country, women have worked for liberalization from Spanish colonialization and have also worked for freedom in order to build a society that is more and more just and equitable. Even in the middle of an economic and financial embargo, which is in fact the most serious that has ever been inflicted on any people on the planet. It reflects what we have is a state policy that is consistent in favor of rights for all and a focus on gender-specific issues. And we're not stopping here. We continue to work in all areas, and in particular to consolidate a radical change in the patriarchal culture that prevails throughout the world. Today in Cuba, women enjoy all rights. They have full equality with men, and they have all of their rights to sexual and reproductive health are ensured. Discrimination is banned under the law. Right now, 53.2% of deputies in the National Assembly are women. And that is the highest state power in Cuba. I am convinced that if the Conference on Disarmament had the same composition today, we wouldn't be talking about this today. We would be starting to negotiate legally binding treaties to put an end to proliferation and to guarantee disarmament. We would be moving closer to peace. And this would be a genuine contribution to the hundreds of millions of women and girls who fall victim to war, the arms trade, proliferation of conflicts as a mechanism to maintain economic gains, and who fall victim to unilateral measures and embargoes that are adopted in an extraterritorial manner, illegally, by major powers against peoples who are often women and girls. Mr. President, women in Cuba are a pillar of society. Women also work to encourage peace and harmony. There are many such examples, and if we would note something close to our work here, there, 5 years ago, the ambassador from Cuba was to the CD was a woman, and she later became the ambassador to the UN and is now deputy minister of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in charge of all multilateral and bilateral issues with most countries in the world.
My predecessor was also a woman. The person who brought me to this world was also a woman. And also the person I am with every day, a woman, and the people I've brought into the world is a girl. And she will be an empowered Cuban woman when she grows up. So let me conclude with two phrases from José Martín. He lived in the 19th century where there was no gender discourse. He felt, José Martín, that humanity is your homeland and that the homeland, the motherland, is within the women. If that disappears, we all disappear. If she disappears, we do. And women also ensure that men are virtuous. Let's hope that the Conference on Disarmament finds that virtue as well, to ensure that they're going to end the arms race, the nuclear arms race. And I'm absolutely convinced that for that, we need women, and that they are present, and present